Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The DH, Geronimo Barroa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Key. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Shane Bowers. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Key spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Key. Kelly moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bowers, and towards Knobloch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barroa takes first base on ball four. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barroa moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Baroa scores. There goes Hoyles trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into right field. Hammonds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hammonds. Coomer moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coomer moves to third. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Anderson. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbrun is 0-for-1 in the game. Colbrun hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berroa hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Key fires to first and has Knobloch trapped. There's the throw to Bordick, who tags Knobloch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hammonds for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Palmeiro moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Palmeiro moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Mike Trombley now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Coomer hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barroa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbrun is 0-for-2 in the game. Colbrun strikes out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Swindell now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Hammonds hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palmeiro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Matt Lawton pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Molitor strikes out. There goes Lawton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coomer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Lawton now playing right field. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Matthews now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak pinch hits for Greg Colbrun. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Becker pinch hits for Darren Jackson. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Becker reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing center field. Scott Starhoviak now playing first base. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baroa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Tarasco pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster now catching. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pomero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. Alomar is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 4 in the game. Hammonds hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 4 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Coomer moves to second. Denny Hocking pinch hits for Rich Becker. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing right field. Matt Lawton now playing center field. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 4 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. 1 out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Berroa hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Webster moves to second. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 5 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 4 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mears moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Myers covering, for the out. Mears moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.